Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Happy Friday. Happy Taylor Day. I don't know if you heard that we have more clear vinyl copies of the Tortured Poets Department to give to you. They're available for everybody else only at Target on phantom clear vinyl. Never before seen photos, replicas of handwritten lyrics, and 16 tracks plus a bonus track, manuscript.
This sounds amazing.
Oh my God. That's coming up later.
I love Taylor Swift.
They're saying that there may very well be, because we talked about this yesterday, about people playing hooky because they're staying home for whatever reason. They have to stay home from school to listen. Now, I'm not trying to give your kids any ideas. Tell them no. You're the parent.
Yeah, you're the boss here.
But there are kids staying home to play hooky because they were up late. This is mostly an East Coast thing because it was midnight East Coast.
Right.
That they released the album. But they're staying home all day to listen and experience the Taylor Swift album.
It's insane to me. Listen, I'm not like a huge Swiftie. I appreciate her.
Sure.
But it's crazy that kids literally will stay up all night, miss school. Like, she's such a big deal.
I think that's great.
Yeah.
I think that's good. I think that's a return to the old ways. You know, because listen, parents, you're like, oh, we would never do that. No, you would. You would do this. You know what I mean? Something similar. I'm trying to think of, I don't know, New Kids on the Block.
I know, because even if I'm like, oh, I don't know, I definitely did this with Spice Girls. I did it with
something.
Everything Girls. Something. I was obsessed.
Yeah.
Yeah, like these kids are obsessed
with
her.
Your friends would have gotten together, or you would have been sneaking the phone into your room to call your little friends while you know, now, you might not have had, here's the problem. You know somebody's parents catered, you know, like they had all the little girls over. They made mocktails.
Yeah.
I'm a cool mom. You know, that kind of BS.
Real funny. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
So I don't know if you were listening yesterday, but there was the new happiness hack is to hug yourself. I don't even remember. It was it was gone from my mind the minute I said it. But it was like the idea was hug yourself to happiness. Give yourself a hug.
Yeah.
And it was great. You're supposed to, and literally this was like a 2-minute process, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like you were supposed to close your eyes and breathe deep through your nose and then give yourself a hug. And yeah.
I love it. I think it's great. Can I tell you though, Chet, if you're not into hugging yourself, I saw another hack. It's an alarm
hug
setter.
Myself.
Yeah, go hug yourself.
Later.
And after you do.
Later when you're not here. Another story.
Self-love. This therapist was saying, and I think this is a really cute idea.
Uh-huh.
You set your alarm twice a day. And when the alarm goes off, it is a reminder to stop everything you're doing, if you can. go outside and do something childlike, like ride your bike or ride your little skateboard.
Maybe a cartwheel.
Yeah, you can absolutely do a cartwheel.
I'm not doing a cartwheel.
And I can do a cartwheel.
I can't do a cartwheel.
Just in case you needed to know that. And it's supposed to be 5 minutes of joy. It's like a little joy hack.
Who can do that? Who's got time for that? And honestly, that would stress me out because I'd be like, what is that? Freaking alarm!
Not that it stresses you out.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
That's just a great way to start a day.
Hey, it's your good feeling stories of the day. Is this okay? A cat in England, his name is Tofu, won't stop bringing trash into his owner's house through the cat door. They think it's funny. They tell people he's out there cleaning up the neighborhood. And I immediately regret doing that story right now because that's ridiculous.
Yeah, but also gross. Like, love
yeah,
the
right?
cat, but also gross.
Yeah, he's cleaning up the neighborhood. No, he's not.
Yeah.
He's bringing gross stuff into your house. Probably eating it.
Ooh,
and then,
yeah.
And then you try to get the cat to kiss you and yeah, whatever.
Oh, God.
April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, if you didn't know. A teenager in Nashville launched a big teddy bear drive for it. His name's Kenny Royer. He's 17 years old. He's donating the teddy bears to a nonprofit called Davis House Child Advocacy Center that works with abused kids. His goal is to make sure that every child they help gets to take at least one stuffed animal home with them. You can help by donating a new stuffed animal by mailing it to an address that's on their website. Again, it's Davis House Child Advocacy Center in Nashville. Or you can donate money. He's already helped collect over 200 stuffed animals this month. I don't want to blow what he's doing out of the water, but I happen to know a friend of mine that works with a hockey team, and they do the teddy bear toss thing when the team scores their very first goal on teddy bear toss night.
Right.
Everybody throws teddy bears onto the ice, and it takes, you know, half an hour to clean it up, and everybody's, by the time it's done, they're kind of annoyed.
You said this yesterday, and it's true. Hockey people are the best people.
Oh, the best people. And so, so my friend, literally, they have more teddy, because they collect them for the cops to have in their trunks.
Right.
So when there's a kid affected by something. Yeah, right. But they have more teddy bears than they could possibly ever use. And I'm not kidding you. He's like, can I just send like 17 bags of them to Toy Drive? And I'm like, yes.
Oh,
you
that's
can.
Great.
So he does that every year. I'm going to call him and have him send some to Nashville because he's just like, we just really need to get rid of them.
Yeah.
We have way too many. And quickly, just this is for you, Michaela. Tarot card reader in Michigan.
Love
oh,
it.
Now we got
Love
her
it.
Attention.
Say less, I'm wired
oh, look who just look who, oh, good morning, Michaela. Look who just woke up. A tarot card reader in Michigan. Michaela loves this stuff if you're just, you know, meeting her.
I love it.
Told a woman that she would come into some money very soon. The lady went home, scratched off her lottery ticket that she bought earlier that day, and won $500,000.
Coincidence? I think not.
Uh-huh. Yeah, right. It was bound to happen eventually, though.
Yeah.
That somebody would draw tarot cards. They'd go, you're coming into money. Hey, look, I came into money. Is that the odds? Maybe. Have a great weekend, everybody. It's your good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
KLUCFM and HD1, Las Vegas. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Oh, my God.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Try this every morning.
Getting ready every morning. It's on every morning when I wake up.
Jeff Buchanan Show.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Live on the free Odyssey app.
Hey, so Michaela's Hometown Throwdown is coming up in just a minute. Brittany Filotti the Hottie from...
Filotti the Hottie from Centennial Hills.
She's the one going for...
Number three.
Yeah, three.
The big win.
Already, we got a winning streak. So Michaela's Hometown Throwdown is fun because we want to pit different... First of all, we never get credit for having neighborhoods, and I want to bring that out.
Yeah.
So just so you know, Handertucky has one win. Yes. Thanks to Filati the Hottie, Centennial Hills has two.
That's right.
Mountain's Edge has taken the first L that we can recall.
Yeah, it did. Sorry, Mountain's Edge.
And yeah. So something cool is about to happen right now. I was stalling. Just so you know, I was stalling. Michaela's Hometown Throwdown coming up in just a minute. You may have heard last week that there was something happening in Washington, D.C. The U.S. Postal Service got to get their act together. They're restructuring or what, you know, whatever. I don't know if there's something behind this. That Senator Jackie Rosen, maybe they didn't deliver a package on time or something. I don't know what happened,
yeah.
But things got a little heated. Okay. Things got a little heated.
Sure did.
And then the pot boiled over. Like, here, I'll play you the whole thing first.
If this information over a month ago.
Point in Nevada. Okay.
Nevada. It's Nevada, sir. Nevada. Please say it correctly. It's Nevada.
You son of a. It's not.
In Nevada.
It's Nevada. And on the phone right now from Washington, D.C., the great United States Senator from the great state of Nevada. And dare I say, and I'm not trying to flex here, but I'm trying to flex. And my buddy, Jackie Rosen.
Hey,
how are you?
Chad, good morning. Yes, it's Nevada for everybody who lives there. Absolutely.
Yes. And here's what's really funny. So I reached out immediately to your people because I said, I just want to talk to the senator. Michaela and I would just want to say thank you. And because we would all want to say it. And when this guy, you know, and listen, I can say this, you can't. This East Coast pomposity.
Say it, Chad.
The East Coast people don't care about us.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I'm going to say it, too. The Washington bureaucrats, look at how he showed disdain for Nevada. When we asked him, do you know about the weather on the Donner Pass, the Donner Summit? He literally said, why would I know that?
Oh,
his job. You can see the clip. It's actually his job to know that. It's actually his job to know about the weather, to know about the mail, to care about people that rely on all of this. And he is a perfect example of a Washington bureaucrat who has disdain for the West Coast and disdain for Nevada and clearly disdain for the Senate, because I'm sure if you watch the whole thing,
yeah,
he talked to everybody like that. And he clearly is not working in the best interests of us.
Yeah.
Senator Jackie said, not today, honey.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No, that's right.
Not today, not my mail, not our veterans, not our seniors, not our rural communities. He said, well, it's only 10% of people that might get mail delayed. I said, well, what if you're in that 10%? He's not going to sacrifice our 10% of Nevadans on his arrogance for what he thinks here the Washington bureaucrats should do with the post office out in Nevada.
And you're sure as hell not going to get rid of it or get away with this.
This information over a month ago.
Point in Nevada. Okay,
Nevada. It's Nevada, sir. Please say it correctly. It's Nevada.
Yes,
so we, honest to God, I just wanted to call and say thank you. That's it.
Well, you know what? I appreciate what you guys do. I listen when I'm home, and glad to come on anytime.
Yeah, I'll see you. I'll see you soon at the next civic event.
Yes, absolutely. All right, take care.
Yeah, we'll see you. Thanks,
Senator.
Honest to God, her press secretary or whoever it is that schedules all this stuff.
Yeah,
couldn't believe it. They were like, you don't want to say anything else? We're like, no, we just want to say thank you.
Just a thank you.
Yeah, that's it.
She's awesome.
Because you don't get away with this crap
in Nevada.
No, you don't.
Okay,
Nevada. It's Nevada, sir. Please say it correctly. It's Nevada.
Hell yeah, Senator.
Yes.
Yeah, we don't do politics on this show, but we do people.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. And people who stand up for us. We're in.
That's right.
All right, Michaela's Hometown Throwdown coming up.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
It's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Yes.
Brittany Filotti, the hottie from Centennial Hills, defending her title, going for win number 3 today. Morning, Brittany.
Good morning.
Her challenger, what do we call Vegas and Durango?
I guess the West Side? Did we say that was it?
West Side. It's very close. You're not inside the walls of Summerlin, are you?
No, we're really close to Summerlin. That's why, yeah, I get confused.
Uh-huh.
I want to say Summerlin, but it's not.
It's almost old school Summerlin.
Yeah.
You know, it's almost OG Summerlin.
Yeah. But
yeah. I'm going to call it West Side.
I guess the West Side.
Can we agree?
Yeah, West Side.
Adrian, West Side?
We'll do West Side.
Yeah, we're all throwing up the dubs.
Hey.
West Side?
For sure. Over here, West Side.
She is too.
Okay. Good. First to three wins it. And then if I get to three, so if nobody answers them, then I get a chance to answer. If I get to three, nobody gets nothing. And then we just give the prizes to the people.
Great.
Okay. You guys ready? All right. Michaela Gordon is your quiz master. Here's question number one.
Okay. What is Taylor Swift's newest album called?
Oh, and I didn't tell you buzz in. Yeah, you buzz in with your name. Thank you, Adrian, for backing me up on
Patty.
Oh, nice job. Patty's trying to score first. What is it?
The Tortured Poet Department? No.
Close enough for me.
Close enough for me.
No, I think that's what it is. TPD. TPD.
She's on it.
Wow. Patty jumps out to a one-zip lead.
Mm-hmm. Okay. In the show Jersey Shore, what does the acronym stand for? GTL.
Better get this.
Oh, Brittany.
Brittany, we'll let you. Go ahead.
Okay, gym tan laundry.
Yeah, yes. Girl, nicely.
Wow.
One for Brittany, one for Patty, and nothing. What? Nothing for Squadouche for me.
Who does Mariah Carey share twins Monroe and Moroccan with?
Oh, Patty.
Patty.
Nick Cannon.
Of course, duh.
Absolutely.
Oh, Brittany, you better watch yourself. Filati the Hottie is in danger. Patty has two. Brittany has one. I am being shut out of today's festivity. What the hell is going on here? All right.
What was the first hit song released by Lil Nas X in 2019?
Oh, Patty.
Oh!
Wow! For the win, the Patty. What is it?
What is it? The Old Country... Old Town Road
for the win. Is that the answer?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to building up the tension? God,
where did I go with that?
Yeah, you are a blabber.
I am such a blabber. I looked at you. It just came out of my mouth.
Adrian's about to lose it in the other room.
The music, the anticipation.
I know, I'm trying.
You guys,
a button not pressed.
I gotta be honest, I was gonna switch it over to this. Oh no, that's not the right one. That's too hardcore.
Do you wanna do it again?
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Patty, for the win. We have to pretend like you're surprised. Patty, for the win is the answer. Okay, shut up over there.
Old Town Road?
No. We got it. Is Old Town... Okay. Patty, like, how far back are we going? Do I have to answer again?
The rewind feature.
Are you going to ask the question again?
No, we're good. Is Old Town Road for the win? Yeah!
Yes!
Yes!
Oh, Filati the Hottie, it's been real.
I know. Yeah. Thank you so much for humbling me, Patty. You're the winner streak.
What a gracious champion.
Yes.
What a gracious champion.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a surprise that in the all-time leaderboard, the Filati the Hottie is at the top.
Yeah.
We've only played three times, but it's not shocking that she's our all-time champion.
Bowing down.
Have a good weekend. Do you want a Taylor Swift clear vinyl album anyway?
I would love that.
Yeah, do you want to go to Zendaya's movie anyway?
Oh my God, I would love that.
All right. Yeah, you don't want to deserve it. You're a cool person.
Yeah.
You're a cool chick. We're going to do that. Can I say that? Am I allowed to say that?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Now, here, so you, Patty, are brand new champion. Patty Dungo from the West Side is our new champion. You get to choose from either Mariah Carey tickets, Future and Metro Boomin, or the clear vinyl Taylor Swift, which, you know, on Taylor Swift Day, who just went?
Chet, we got to go with the Mimi tickets.
Okay,
Mariah
Mimi.
Carey.
And wait, do you have is somebody in the car with you?
Oh, my two kids. We're in front of their school. I was supposed to drop them off.
Were they so excited about the idea of the Taylor Swift clear vinyl album?
They don't know what's going on.
throw the other one of those in there for her. Throw that in there for her kids. Just, you know what? It's Friday.
Yeah,
it's Friday. Let's just do that. All right, Patty, have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
Bye, Patty.
See you on Monday. Have a good weekend.
That's going to be great. That was a very good Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, so this is very exciting. And I think I might be more excited than Michaela is. But Michaela is, and for those of you who are new, Michaela Gordon is the new co-host. And she's, who knew? 1.6 million on social. Did you know?
Wow.
Did you know that, Adrian?
Fancy.
Yeah. Well, you know what? If you do enough videos of doing squats in the gym, you'll get followers.
There it is.
You're hooked up to an electro stim while you're doing squats.
Yeah, guys, that's how I got my following. What's up?
Well, it didn't hurt.
No, it did not hurt.
It didn't hurt.
Kind of hurts, actually. Physically, it does kind of hurt.
Yeah, it hurts you.
Yeah,
doesn't
squats
hurt,
are pretty painful.
Everybody
actually.
Else doesn't hurt. And then tomorrow night you're performing for Justin Timberlake, which is funny because all of a sudden it hit me. His concerts aren't, he's not here this weekend.
Here's the thing, Chet. It's a very exciting thing to say, but as we're getting closer and closer to this performance, I'm getting more and more stressed out.
But he's throwing a private party?
He's throwing a private party, and I will be the band performing for him, which is very exciting.
Yes.
Until you get 17 emails from his people.
Oh, now they're getting up in your business.
Now they're in my business.
Everybody, this is the thing. The bigger the gig, and I know this.
Say it, Chad.
I know this.
You do.
The bigger the gig, the bigger the pain in the...
So I'll have some updates for you Monday. I don't know how this is going to go. Hopefully
maybe
well.
Not. They make you sign some things.
No NDA so far. So if there's no NDA so far, and how far does the NDA cover?
Well, just stop using his name.
That's a tease.
Yeah, you're making quiet things. We're on the radio. You gotta kind of say that out loud a little bit.
Sorry,
he's giving me the without saying.
God, he made himself nervous.
Yeah. All right. Latricia wants to talk about the fact whether what is it? What was it? Vegas and Durango?
Yes.
Whether Vegas and Durango is actually West Side or not? How long have you lived here, Latricia?
I've been here for 60 years.
You know what? You are from now
on. I was born and raised.
Let me tell you this. From now on, we're going to call you to find out. Okay.
You're going to call me what?
Whatever we got to do doesn't matter to me. Whatever we have to do to accomplish, to make sure, because listen, as we've determined this morning, this show is educational. Mm-hmm.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, entertaining? Mm-hmm. Well, we hope. Mm-hmm. And sometimes even factual.
Oh,
so
exciting.
Okay, so Vegas and Durango, what do we call it if not West Side?
What is it? Because I don't know, because I've been here for 60 years, but on the West Side, where I was born and raised there, because I've been a little girl, the West Side is like H Street, D Street,
sure.
J Street.
Right.
That's what we call the West Side.
Historic
West
Side, yes. But
then when we cross over MLK, that's North Town. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I
right,
hear that,
but
too.
Then it's still a little further west. So here's what I love about what, so here's what Latricia's calling to say, if I may sum up.
You can go ahead.
Latricia's going, I don't know what that is, but that sure as hell ain't west side. That ain't West Side. Stop it. Stop it.
So,
she said 60 years, no, born and raised here.
Is that accurate?
I'm like, back in the day, okay, yeah. Do you guys know where the town tavern used to be at?
No. No.
Y'all don't know because y'all young.
Well, thank you, actually. I'll take that.
I've been here 25 years, and yes, I'll take that. I'll take that all day long.
Well, then y'all even know what, okay, have y'all ever heard of the Moulin Rouge?
Of course.
Yes.
No, of course. And the historic,
okay, y'all
and I get what you're saying,
it.
The historic West Side, which is a real thing.
Right.
Yeah, no, yeah. You're 1,000% right. I just, man, so we got to figure out what we call this then.
Yeah.
And I wondered if somebody would bust me on that.
Do you have an idea of what we could call it?
I don't know. I just say, you said something. Okay, we'll say it's West Summer. Don't say West Side. So when you say West Side, we talking about the rhythm. We're going like West Side. All right.
I feel personally attacked.
I can't, not me. I couldn't love you more than I do.
I hope y'all not mad about it, but I just wanted to say something.
I hope
love
you're
you.
Not, I hope you're not
we're
mad.
We're sorry.
Yeah, we're. All right, but we do have to go, and you got to get back to work.
Yeah, I better go because my boss looking at me.
That's what I'm saying. Okay. Okay, bye. Okay, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Have a good weekend.
Right.
Bye. Okay, bye.
You too.
Love you. No, I love you. You hang up. Bye. So,
incredible.
If I got this right, Patty, what was her last name?
I just got Latricia.
Right. No, but the other one, Patty.
Patty Dongo.
Yeah, that. So, West Side, sorta.
Right.
She said right. West Summerlin.
She said West. Say we have to say it as West Summerlin.
It'll be part of the 177-second survey. Vegas and Durango, what do you call it? And by the way, you're welcome to vote 702-364-9898. We're also going to jump on social, and we'll get to the bottom of this.
Yes.
It's not Summerlin because you got to get another. I'm driving over there right after this. I need to see this for myself. Do you live in is it Siegfried and Royville? Because you're not far from their old house.
Oh.
Durango.
That would be, Patty, not West Side. That's
Patty, do you live in Siegfried and Roy's house? That's amazing.
So, the Chet Buchanan Show. Listen live on the Odyssey app. Download the Odyssey app and listen anywhere.
There's all kinds of crazy technical stuff going on in here right now. I don't want to say it's Friday that's doing. Is Mercury still
I was going to say it, but then I didn't want to be the weird girl.
Oh, we got it.
But Mercury is in retrograde.
By the way, have you ever known an Ellery that wasn't hot? Seriously.
I've never known an Ellery.
What a
hot name.
I'm not saying there's pressure or anything, L. Can we call you L?
Hell.
Can we just call you L? Ellery, oh, sorry. I told you there's technical stuff. There's things that are popping out, buttons that are not working properly right at the moment. Hi, Al. Okay, so let's go back to the beginning. Can we call you Al?
Yeah.
Okay, do your friends call you Al?
Yeah, sounds great.
Love that. And by the way, do you feel extra pressure? Because really, if your name is Ellery, don't you have to be hot?
I mean, I guess so.
Yeah, it's a burden. I know, it's tough.
She has to carry,
It's got to be hard for you. You know what I mean? Like, wow, every day.
Every day.
Day just wake up and go, God, look at me.
I'm Ellery.
Look at me. No, that's great. Are you ready? Are you ready for your 177-second survey?
Oh, yeah.
So here's I guess the most important question is, what do we call that? Okay, what part of town is Vegas and Durango?
God.
Because as Latricia told us a minute ago, it is not the West Side. which I get.
I hear what she's saying.
Because she's old school. And when you say West Side in this town,
yes,
you're to a certain demographic, that is to a certain age group. That is the historic West Side.
Yeah.
And I get that. And I respect that. So what do we call Vegas and Durango?
You know, I don't know. I would think West Side.
Because it's not quite Summerlin. And I get, and I do get her point, and I want to be respectful of that.
I know, but then what would you call it?
Maybe we just call it Vegas and Durango.
But fine.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe there isn't a name.
It's nameless. It's
you know, like Spring Valley? Like Spring Valley?
No, that's on the other
side.
No,
like Spring Valley?
No, Spring Valley's the other side. It's south. Mm. It's the other side of Durango.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a tough one.
It is a tough one.
Yeah, area. I'm racking my brain and I'm not feeling anything.
Little just rattling around in there.
Yeah, just driving just around like, Vegas and Durango in my mind.
Hello.
What's my name?
We call it. I still really want to call it Siegfried and Roy's house.
I think that's good.
I still want to call it Siegfried and Royville or whatever. I don't know. Okay, let's move on. Yesterday, my wife and I were going to lunch. This dude.
Okay.
And I could kind of tell that he was timing it out. He just appears from between a couple of cars as we're walking across the parking lot. And he just appears between a couple of cars. And then, oh, look at this. We're about to, you know, that whole thing where you're walking and they're walking and you're walking at the same time. Right. And you're about to run into each other.
Yes.
That kind of thing.
Uh-huh.
So he stops. Oh, sir, please go ahead. Okay, bro.
Sounds whatever. Nice enough.
No, but I said, well, thank you very much, sir. Have a great day. You know, it was just kind of all over the top.
Right.
And he goes, hey, can I ask you a question? And in my head, I'm like, okay, here we go. But I turned around and I go, yeah. And he goes, oh, first of all, thanks for not just blowing me off and being stuck up like everybody else.
Oh, here we go.
Oh.
But my kids are over here in the car. And can you give me $5 for a hotel tonight?
$5 hotels?
Well, I mean, I'm sure he's just like,
yeah, that's cheap.
Okay. And so I just said, and this was true. I said, if I had cash, yes, I would, but I do not. So I'm sorry. I can't help you.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh no, that's great. Thank you. Have a great day. Was I being scammed? Cause that is, have you not heard the baby in the cars or the baby in the Target parking lot scam? Have you not seen the fake grocery, my boy Tommy had something similar, and that's what made me think of it. I was like,
yeah, when they rely on their kids to get some money. Scared.
The grocery store I go to has a woman with a baby and a sign that says she needs money for the baby. She's right at the entrance holding her baby in the sign. Is she legit? My daughter thinks she's a scammer. So that's what made me think. Was I getting scammed yesterday?
You never know, but it's possible.
Well, of course it's possible. That's why I brought, of course it is.
Should I have another answer before I do?
Oh, you know what? I think that, you know, I think it's always good. It's always good to help people, but I think it is hard. I feel like cash is, people just carry credit cards nowadays. But I think it's just the smart thing to always help people. You know, I feel like it's, you don't want to think too much about getting scammed. You know, I feel like if they're doing that, you really need the money, you know?
We've gotten away from it. Is it a scam?
It's a scam. It's a scam.
I don't know. I don't know. I think it's hard to tell. So I feel like I wouldn't feel like I'm getting scammed. Maybe I think it's just best to help people, you know?
It seemed a little too polished to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just, all of a sudden he shows up at the right place at the right time. And then it's, oh, thank you. He's like overly grateful for me being a human being. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then he almost runs into you.
Yeah.
It's weird. To me, it feels like a scam.
That's all.
He should have had a Venmo.
Yeah, honestly.
That's the way he's done it.
You know what? Well, actually, no. If he goes, you can Venmo me. Or even worse, if he's got like a QR code.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woohoo! It's Friday.
It's Friday.
Let's go. The Taylor Swift album is the double. So that was the Easter egg that she was dropping, all the twos?
Yes.
To double album.
I had no idea.
And I still haven't figured out why some guy in the UK walked out after finding out it was a double album. And it's like, what? I think it was because they were going to play the whole thing. And they're like, now we're going to play two.
Oh, but that's so fun. I just didn't get it from the clues at all that it was a double album.
No, meaning I didn't even think it. Well, and leave it to Taylor to bring back an old school concept and make it cool again. And all that. The first single is with Post Malone. It's called Fortnite. You'll hear that in just a second. Relationship Rehab. We got to go quick today. It really is just quick and dirty. At 702-364-9898. Mom's Weekend at the University. Gone Wrong.
Oh.
That's coming up in a second. T.I. Can't remember him? T.I.? T.I.'s doing stand-up now.
That's such a crazy thought, but not far off.
Tonight? Really? Why? Why do you say that?
Because he had a really funny reality show where you got to see his personality.
I totally forgot about that.
I know. Listen, you don't remember? And then I was thinking about it today and I was like, oh yeah, it's not far off. He's a funny guy.
What's that show called?
God.
Google it while I talk. Okay. Google it while I talk to JD. So T.I. coming up on or about 8:20. So we only have 10 minutes. We got to go. Hey, JD.
Yes, sir. Good morning. How are you? Happy Friday, everyone.
What is all of this going on right now? What do you do for a living, brother?
I'm a marketing and business strategist.
Wow.
Yes, how many times? I'm a little turned on right now. I'm just saying.
Chet's sweating. He's blushing a little bit.
Look at this guy.
We fan this guy down.
And I'm a big fan of this show. I just want to preface by saying I'm a New York resident, right? So I've been here in Vegas. I go back and forth for the past 9 years. And because of my cultural access, one of the first geographical educations I received was the difference between North Las Vegas, right, which is another municipality.
Yes.
North Vegas, which is... Northtown, right?
Northtown, yeah. Northtown, hey.
So it's similar to how I view the historic West Side versus I live in Summerlin here. I view it as West Las Vegas or West Vegas. And it's just those cultural nuances, and I just want to commend you all for carefully and considerately carving those. I heard the conversation with the beautiful lady before. And you guys just did such a great job of being sensitive, for lack of a better word, right? Aww. To those cultural sensitivities there. As Las Vegas rapidly evolves demographically, you know, some of that historic sense is lost. So yeah, I just want to offer that.
No, and I like this. Also, didn't you say, Adrian, text line really likes the idea of saying West Las Vegas? Yeah, and I knew it when I said it. I knew it when I said it, the West Side was going to give a different, and that's too, and it's too far west.
Yeah.
And in this town, West Side is meaningful. And so, Absolutely. Okay, so we're going to switch it. She's from West Las Vegas.
Fair. That's a great
name. I think that's good. There are a number of people who want to adopt, buy meals for, or have her just come and live with them, Latricia.
I thought you were talking about me. I said, sure.
They love her. They love her. And God, and we love you. Will you give Adrian your number just so we can call you up every once in a while and have you say things?
Anything, really.
I can contribute. I would be honored, brother. I will do that. Thank you. I appreciate you all having me on. I hope you have a great weekend over there.
Yeah, you too.
You too.
I'm not kidding. I'm a little flustered.
Okay. I know.
I'm flustered right now. Have a good day, JD. So that's what it is from now on, West Las Vegas.
Great.
Okay,
that's a great name, West Las Vegas.
Good. Can we? Oh, we just don't have time. We don't have enough time today. Relationship rehab. I want to get to this really quick. What would be? All right. So it's gone somewhat viral. It's a big topic of conversation back in the Midwest, but I haven't seen a lot of it around here. But it was Mom's Weekend at the University of Missouri.
Okay.
Last weekend. Yeah. a mom was videotaped making out with a frat boy.
Oh.
Now, I couldn't find out if she's still married. I couldn't find out if she's still married or not.
Right.
You know, and I didn't see in the video, and I watched all the videos. Because I was looking for a ring.
Yeah.
However, let's just assume. Okay? Let's assume.
All right.
It's mom's weekend. Let's assume she's married. What's worse?
Oh, gosh.
Hang on. Hang on. You're oh goshing and you don't even know the choices yet. What's worse? Your wife hooking up with a frat boy at mom's weekend where there's alcohol involved with your daughter or son, I suppose. So your wife hooking up with a frat boy, a neighbor, or a coworker. What's the worst?
Wow.
What's the worst? You know what? What's the worst? And what's the one that would you be able to deal with? What's the one that you'd actually be able to deal with?
Oh, that's interesting.
Random frat boy, mom's weekend, neighbor, or coworker. 702-364-9898. We'll go quick next.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Good Lord, relationship rehab. So, mom's weekend at Missouri last weekend. A drunk mom making out with a frat boy, and it's gone viral. I'm surprised you haven't seen it yet.
I really haven't.
Yeah, and it was a big story throughout the Midwest because Missouri. So, what's the worst, and what would you deal with the easiest? Your wife hooking up with a frat boy, a neighbor, or a coworker? What's the worst of those three?
The worst is the neighbor. She can quit the job. She can have a drunken night, but the neighbor seeing him every day and the husband knowing that this person's right next to them while they're sleeping, it's the neighbor for me.
And I think the frat boy is the easiest.
Exactly.
If I'm hearing what you're saying.
Yes, they're all horrible, and I would leave her in 2.5 seconds.
Yes.
But, the frat boy can be, I guess, kind of forgiven. The coworker, like I said, that's the second, because, you know, you work with him, but he can give her an ultimate and be like, yeah, you're quitting the job, the neighbor's the worst. And then especially since you said she's a mom,
It's mom's weekend. It's mom's weekend at college.
Exactly. She wanted to reminisce on her days. I don't know. But no, the neighbor's the worst for me.
And he's the one. I don't want to say that he's the aggressor. But she's not that drunk. You know what I mean?
You've seen the video, so you know, like, I haven't seen it yet. But
Vicky, I'll post it on social media so we can watch it together and DM each other about it.
Done.
Yeah.
No, we'll done.
Yeah, I'll do it.
Done.
Because I want to know, too. I got to tell you, I hear the neighbor thing. Chet, can I tell you? It's the frat boy for me.
I think what?
The frat boy would be the worst.
Vicky, thank you. Have a good weekend. Why?
Because I think that he's young, he's fun, and she's like, wanting to reminisce on her college days, young fun again?
Yes.
Clearly she's missing something. I feel like she's missing something at home.
The young.
And she's going to want to go do that now.
She's missing that. Now, I can see it being a one-time
you
deal.
You do?
DJ, you agree neighbor's worst?
I do. So it's funny that Michaela just said what she said, because here's my take on it. As you know me, Chet.
Yeah, man.
The most embarrassing thing is the frat person, but the one that's hardest to get over is the neighbor. You can never have to worry about seeing a frat person again. You have to get a new job if it's the coworker, but you got to move your house if it's the neighbor. But from an embarrassment standpoint, the other ones are probably adults. I'm worried more so like, hey, you're missing something. So the hardest one that maybe to be able to forgive is the frat boy, because you're always thinking. But the neighbor is you're seeing it all the time.
You know who we got to ask? You know who we got to ask?
Who?
You know who we got to ask?
Who?
Hey, Tip, how are you, man? T.I., you there?
Yo, what going on?
Hey.
What's up, boss?
Hey, we were just talking about this, and I'm bring you into the conversation. This is T.I., everybody. It's T.I.
Hi.
What's happening?
T.I.'s doing stand-up at Jimmy Kimmel's Comedy Club this weekend, tonight and tomorrow night. What is it, 7 and 9:30 for those shows? And
Eels.
and you.
Okay, so it was Mom's weekend. It was Mom's weekend at Missouri, at the university last weekend. And a mom got caught making out with a frat boy. And we were like, okay, what's the easiest one to deal with? If your wife, now, God forbid, but your wife making out with a frat boy, a coworker, or a neighbor?
And my wife.
We're role playing.
Yeah. I can't even feel myself. I can't fathom. You know what? To be honest with you, man, to me, the physical interaction is not as that ain't as harmful as the mental and emotional.
It's a frat boy.
Yeah.
It's the frat boy.
So I would it's different if, you know, you just happen to be around, because humans have, you know, like we have some primal energy. It's like it ain't nothing that we can control for real sometimes. I understand that, but if it's somewhere, you know, they plan to be there to make out, that's different.
No, she was there, he was there, you know, she's there at the college campus, she drunk, you know.
Yeah. In conversation, you know, I'm a lot calmer than I feel I would be given the circumstances brought to reality, but.
Tiny would never.
I never want to live this. I absolutely never want to live this. I got to ask you.
What the hell? My wife ain't want no frat boy. My wife want a dope boy.
That's right.
Our girl.
When I first saw that you were moving into stand-up, my very, very, and I love stand-up and the strategy behind it and all of that. How close is writing comedy to writing lyrics?
Oh, it's astronomically different. I think it's astronomically different. I feel like just in the science of stand-up comedy, so there's so much bravado in what we do in music. It's really about, if I'm writing a song, it's about showing how much I am different from the listener, showing how my car is different. My shoes are different. My chain is different. How I handle things is different from the person that's listening. Stand-up comedy, the best ones the ones that do it best, show how similar they are to the audience. How many things they have how much they can relate. Like, you know, we're all experiencing the same thing. We're all going through the same things. I just kind of see it different and had a different experience in the process. What you think, K-Dub?
Yeah, I think you was breaking it down pretty good. It's why I was glad. I mean, that's pretty much it, man. You kind of show that you can show them what's going on and relate to them.
Uh-huh.
Great point.
Are you guys making the drive from L.A. right now?
Yeah, right now, too, man. I'm in the truck, man. My gas pedal just got stuck. I'm trying to keep from hitting this medium. But let's start with the interview.
Okay. So T.I.'s at Jimmy Kimmel's Comedy Club. Two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow, 7:30 and 9:30.
T.I., I'm excited to see you tonight. But I want to know, was there a certain experience that made you decide, all right, I'm going to commit to stand-up comedy. This is the thing.
Yeah, it was the experience. This guy got on the phone with me. I experienced him just throwing me on stage at an open mic night, you know, out of sheer spite, hoping I fail. I had a positive experience, much to his dismay. And, you know, the first couple laughs I got hooked, and I've been doing it ever since.
Yep, it's addicting. And is there anything more liberating than going out on stage and bombing too? Cause you're like, these jokes are solid. I know they're solid. And then you bomb and then you realize nothing can hurt me. Nothing can ever hurt me.
Yeah, I mean, that's my best show, man. My favorite show that's the most memorable, and I think that I learned the most from was in Brooklyn at the Barclays, man. I got booed at the Barclays in Brooklyn. And you know, now...
Screw those
guys. Listen, man, I don't have...
that makes it a little more known. That boo.
Of course.
Yeah, it does.
Now the thing is, I don't have any experience with being booed. I've never been booed before outside of Brooklyn. But from my limited experience, I can tell you those boos were premeditated. You know, they weren't booing me per se. You know, they were booing my dreams and aspirations. It was.
It was personal.
Yeah, it was personal.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, listen, drive safe. We'll see you this weekend. Thank you so much for the time. I wish we... Well, next time we'll talk about the movie and all that other kind of stuff. But be great this weekend. We'll see you.
Yeah, right on. Well, since you just mentioned it, the department is on All Black. You know what I'm saying? Catch it on All Black platform. Number one on the platform right now. It's a movie that I directed and wrote. K-Dub and a bunch of other funny comedians are all in it. You'll enjoy yourself.
Yeah.
Y'all be good, though, man. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks, we'll see you soon. I'm going to tell them about the albums here for a second, too. So I'll see you. Drive safe.
Yeah,
don't hit the media.
Talk a little bit about it, man.
Don't hit the media. All right, we'll see you.
Hey, I'm trying my best. They say I got a recall on this Tesla truck, but I got to get together. I got to get to Vegas.
Okay, see you in a bit.
Good luck tonight.
All right, bye. So listen, yeah, and there's two albums coming. Kiss the King and his final two, right? Kiss the King, Kill the King.
Wow.
All in good time. And a movie that he mentioned and the shows and all of that. That's crazy. T.I. on the Chet Buchanan Show. That's fun. Friday.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! How about a little Friday morning edition of Fill in the Blanks? So it's pretty self-explanatory. Yeah. You ready?
Michaela, yeah, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. A 35-year-old man named...
Tom.
Antonio Rosario was arrested after he flew into an unhinged...
wagon.
Rage. No, it was an unhinged rage Antonio Rosario flew into. He was arrested, by the way, after he flew into an unhinged rage while he was visiting a...
convent.
Dunkin' Donuts in a convent.
I don't know. I'm on this time.
He flew into a rage at a convent. No, he flew into an unhinged rage at a Dunkin' Donuts in...
Vegas.
New York City a while back. Do we have Dunkin'? We do have
Dunkin'.
A worker called 911 and explained that it all started when Antonio demanded how many pumpkin donuts?
A dozen.
Six pumpkin donuts. How many did they have to sell to him?
Four.
Five. They had five. They told him there was nothing they could do. But he wasn't having that. The worker said, he's screaming in our face, telling us, you're gonna...
pay for this.
Make those donuts. And he threw in curse words.
Ew.
You're gonna effing make it, he said.
Oh, he was upset.
At one point, Antonio stormed out. He's and by the way, he's mad over literally one pumpkin donut.
Okay? I understand.
Keep in mind, do you when you're hangry,
you need that donut.
When you're hangry, you need you want your pumpkin donut. It's Dunkies after all, right? So, at one point, Antonio stormed out and then came back with a
warning.
No, with a gun.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
He came back with a gun again, all over a pumpkin donut. Thankfully, no one was hurt. The cops showed up and arrested him. He did have a loaded semi-automatic gun on him. We're hearing that he may get, he's facing up to how many years in prison?
6 years.
Seven.
Ooh.
Seven. Yeah. Mostly because he's a convicted
felon.
Who is not allowed to have a
gun.
Right. Yeah. He's already served time how many times before?
Six.
Twice. Well, twice even. Twice before, once for attempted
robbery.
Murder.
Ooh.
And yeah, so he just pled guilty, but he won't be sentenced until July. Fill in the blanks, ladies and gentlemen.
Real funny. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
So the story came down a couple of days ago, and I know Michaela's really wanted to address this. So the whole, this Sydney Sweeney thing.
Yeah, it's bothering me, dude. There's an older Hollywood producer that said that this actress, Sydney Sweeney, mm-hmm. can not only not act, but she's not pretty.
Here's the funny part about that, too. So immediately, I figure it's some old fat Harvey Weinstein Yeah, I'm mad at her because she wouldn't take her shirt off. You know, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
And that's not the case.
Nope. Nope. It's a woman. And that's why it's crazy to a lot of people, because it's interesting to see a woman totally tearing down this younger actress.
This woman's name is Carol Baum. Her films, just for a little context, she did Buffy the Vampire Slayer and Father of the Bride.
Right.
Good movie. So she knows, so she's not a one-off. You know what I mean? She knows what she's doing.
Absolutely. This
Carol Baum. And said, and then Sydney's rep said, how sad that a woman in the position to share, this is your point, is it not?
Yes.
How sad that a woman in the position to share her expertise and experience chooses instead to attack another woman, to unjustly disparage a fellow female producer. Is Sydney Sweeney a producer?
Yes, she has producer credit.
Speaks volumes about Ms. Baum's character. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, and that's what bothers you as well.
It's really bothering me. Are you familiar with her work, her acting work?
Well, that was my question. She's like, okay, listen, Carol Baum, if you are saying Sydney Sweeney's not pretty, you, I don't know what your problem is, but there's clearly, you've got one.
Well,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? Because she's, trust me, that's why I know Sydney Sweeney. I'm a red-blooded American straight male. That's, you know, now here's the question. Is she a good actress?
She's an incredible actress. She was in Euphoria, and that's where I fell in love with her. So not only is she an incredible actress, she's beautiful, but it's so strange that this producer is attacking her on the beauty level. And that's where people have a problem.
Or talent. And honestly, and I know, listen, I'll just say it because I think Michaela doesn't want to say it out loud. It's the whole women supporting women thing that bothers you.
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Sure.
Because it bothers me that this woman went out of her way to not only tear Sydney down in the press,
yeah,
but to then do a class where she broke Sydney down about her beauty and her acting ability. And like, listen, Carol, I don't want to be rude here, but you did Buffy the Vampire Slayer. It wasn't a Spielberg film.
Oh.
See, still. I didn't want to get catty, but she got me catty. Don't talk about my friends.
She did walk the comments back saying that she wishes she never made them and it's not her style. However, she didn't say she didn't mean it.
Oh, which is- God. Well, apology not accepted. It's too late, Carol.
Good morning.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
There's something nice heading into the weekend. Kind of a bonus good feeling story of the day.
Sure.
You know who Mariska Hargitay is?
Yes.
Law and Order SVU?
Yes.
Right? Got to help a child in real life. They were filming in a park in Manhattan last week. Little girl got separated from her mother. She approached Mariska for help because she saw the badge on Mariska's belt and thought she was a real police officer and doesn't care about these cameras and all the other BS that's going on. She just sees lady police officer and goes, yeah, didn't care about iced tea. You know, like doesn't know.
Yeah.
Iced tea, how about a selfie? She's too young.
No, she wants
doesn't
her
mama. Care. So production was halted for about 20 minutes, and Mariska helped the girl find her mom.
That's such
a real life cop deal thing for an actor. It's good. Not like the producer, Carol Baum. We've still got our eyes on you, Carol.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I'm going to need a definition on this. The more you know before we go.
Okay.
This one's puzzling me. Michaela was looking over a minute ago like, what? And I'm like, because my brow is furrowed. Americans throw away up to 68 million in coins every year. Throw away.
How?
That's what I'm saying. like in fountains and stuff? When they say throw away, I wonder what they mean by that.
Like they're still in your laundry pockets?
But whatever. Well, yeah, but then will you throw it in the trash?
I don't know.
I need a definition on throw away. But whatever. We have 68 million. It goes elsewhere. And it seems like it's a lot. What do you know about Charlie the Chocolate Factory, the original one?
That it was a great movie.
Love it. All that.
Yes.
You know the kid who played Charlie in that movie was never in a movie before. And was never in a movie again.
I did know the never before again. And never after the movie again.
Yeah.
But I didn't know he was like a new time actor.
Yeah. His name is Peter Ostrom. He went on to become a veterinarian in New York. He is 66 years old now and retired. And if you're wondering, he says that he still gets a royalty check once a quarter for about $10.
Wow.
That's it. $10 once a quarter. Stanley Kubrick. Did you ever see The Shining? Jack Nicholson?
Yes, I love that sick movie.
Okay. Stanley Kubrick had the director.
Right.
Had his secretary type, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy, over and over on 500 pieces of paper for The Shining, even though only a few of them were ever shown on camera. But had her do 500 pages.
A method director.
Sour Patch Kids. Here's one for the Gen Zs. Sour Patch Kids were originally called Mars Men. They changed the name in the early 80s to capitalize on the popularity of Cabbage Patch Kids. Should have got sued. They should, those Cabbage Patch people, yeah. Right now, I bet those Cabbage Patch people are like, man, I wish we'd have sued them. Yeah. I wish we were going to, maybe they are getting a percentage. Who knows? Maybe. All right, that's the more you know before we go. Let's get out of here. It's Friday. Everybody go have a great weekend. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you on Monday.
Love you guys.
Let them know, Adrian.
Hey, be easy, everybody.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.